uniting the racist with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. Hi, all you YouTube lives and everybody, Instagram, well, not Instagram, Facebook, everybody, chat line, welcome. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. No such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, or dare-be-dare-ism. No isms. It's either wrong or right. There has never been racism. You've been lied to all these years. The children of the lie been lying to you. Isn't that amazing? From the moment you popped out of your mama's womb until now, you've been lied to. It's time to wake up. Come out of the fallen state. We're losing our country. I want my country back. And especially men. If there are no men, there is no country. And you've noticed they're trying to turn the men into transgenders and everything but a man. Masculinity is hated because they hate God. Men are the most hated species on this side of heaven, and especially white men. If we lose white men, we lose the country. If we lose white, straight, conservative Christian men, we lose America. All the other men are no good. They can't. They're already thinking that like women. So that's gone. This is why they want to get rid of President Trump, the great white hope. Because he's a man. He put the country first. He's not afraid. He's not a beta. And they hate him for that. Because until he came along, they were on their way of corrupting the people in this country and taking over. It's so amazing. My biblical question, what's wrong with too much knowledge? I was talking to Alex from L.A. just before the break. But apparently Alex had another question for me, and he didn't realize we were coming to the break. He wanted to ask me about pot. Pot smokers! I don't know if he is one or not, but he wanted to ask me about that. So, Alex, you have permission to call in again today. Normally, we only allow one call per day because we want to get to everybody, so many people. But Alex from L.A., first-time caller, if you want to call me back, ask me about the pot thing, you can. 888-7753-773. So last week, I get this call from a guy named T out of Alabama, a black guy. Jesse, why you didn't mention about the 7-year-old black girl that was killed in Houston by a white man? If it was the other way around, you would be talking about it. I had not heard of the story at all, but he really wanted me to point out that a white man had killed a black girl, right? And then I look into this over the weekend, and I find out that this idiot, Gabriel Union, whatever her name is, along with these black race hustlers, Black Lives Matter and other, that nasty woman, Sheila Jackson Lee. And Black Lives Matter is the worst organization. They're worse than the KKK. Founded by black lesbians and white and black homosexuals. And black white so-called social justice warrior, nasty people too. But anyway, so they're all happy. Somebody from the Black Lives Matter put out the money, they got to get this white man. It was like the KKK riding in and hunting you down. That's what the black people were acting like. Just like the people they supposed to hate, they were acting just like them. They acted like the KKK riding in on the white people to string them up. And they were all happy about it. Even the stupid grandmother of this daughter, this girl, this 7-year-old. Oh, I was just so afraid. I was afraid for my own life. Just lying. If she's afraid of anything, she's afraid of black-on-black crime. She's lying about being afraid of white people. Black people are not afraid. Why do you think they move into the white neighborhoods when they get a little money? They're not afraid of white people. They're afraid of black people. And you can't blame them. It's amazing. And so they find out later that it was a black man. The Black Lives Matter guy that put up the award, a portion of it at least, got a tip that, no, it's a black man. Y'all better stop. It ain't no white man. They're like, oh, Lord, what are we going to do now? We can't blame the white man. How are we going to get affirmative action? So here last week is where the blacks were crying about a 7-year-old girl shot and killed. This is from Fox 26. Report from last week. Community activists cry hate crime. Here we go.
Justice for Jasmine, the 7-year-old senseless murder, has really at this point garnered nationwide attention. And some community activists say her death, they believe, is a hate crime.
Yeah, Jonathan, those community leaders believe Sunday's shooting of 7-year-old Jasmine is connected to a 2017 incident where two more black people were shot reportedly by a white man who was taking aim on random cars.
They love this, folks, because it's a white man. They love putting on their black hoods and going after the white man, riding their horses in the middle of the night, going after the white man. Here's a report on the girl and Derek Muhammad saying it's racially motivated.
Hello, Jack.
Who is the man who took the life of this precious princess?
Precious.
Community leader Derek Muhammad is convinced 7-year-old Jasmine Barnes' killer was motivated by racial hate.
See that?
We believe that this was race-related. And if you don't believe that it's race-related, and this goes out to law enforcement and everybody else, go out and catch him and prove us wrong.
Well, you've been proven wrong. Come back and apologize. You've been proven wrong, you little idiot. Apologize, you hood man. Here's a report. See, they love the white folks. They hate you. They hate liberal whites, conservative whites. They hate whites, period. That's why they're suffering. One of the reasons. Here is a report on the mother, that so-called leader, black leader. Look how stupid he is. He said, go out and prove it. It's been proven. So will you go back and apologize to white Americans? That's what I want to know. I doubt it. Here's a report on the mother saying, I'm just so scared. Saying, it was a white man. It was a white man. A white man. And the so-called community leaders speak out.
It was Sunday morning when LaPortia Washington and her four daughters were driving here on the East Sam Houston Parkway near Wallaceville Road, and she says a white man in a red pickup truck suddenly pulled alongside them and opened fire.
Wishful
the
thinking.
Mom was shot in the arm. Her 7-year-old daughter was shot in the head and killed.
It's apparent that black people are under attack in this particular area of the city.
You would have to be blind not to see the connection. All historians that desire for the factor of love to win over hate, racism, and bitterness will show up and find justice for Jasmine Barnes.
These men are just beta males. They're just like their mothers, overreacting. Beta males! If you can't see that these people hate white people, and whenever there's an incident, so-called white-on-black incident, they come out to woodwork, but you hear nothing from them, when everyday killing of black-on-black is happening, kids, and then they try to make this girl seem so nice. Oh, a child. They try to get to you emotionally. And that stupid lying preacher said love should triumph over hate, racism, and bitterness. Did he say that? I think he said bitterness or something. But he's as bitter and hateful as his mama. Now, here is a report on that lying, corrupt, nasty, evil Sheila Jackson Lee and other black, backtracking after suggesting a 7-year-old murder was a hate crime. And watch how Sheila Jackson Lee looked like she got a board up her butt. She can't even hold up straight. Trying to look like a man, look serious when she's lying. This is from KHOU, Sunday Report on Houston. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee.
Houston Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee was front and center at the press conference
Look
today, in part to address comments she's made about the death of Jasmine possibly being a hate crime. She first said that in a statement on Friday, saying in part, "We cannot rule anything out, including whether this horrific incident constituted a hate crime." Lee echoed that at the rally yesterday that had many of you talking online. Today, we asked her if those statements were irresponsible, considering what we know about the suspects today.
And so if a white man killed a black person, it's a hate crime. But if a black man kill a black person, it's not a hate crime. Or if a black man or woman kill a white person, is that a hate crime? I'm confused here. And look how nasty Sheila Jackson looked. Would you like to be married to that one? How would you like for that one to be your mother? God forbid. That was from KHOU. Here's where she says, nothing is irresponsible when it comes to the loss of precious children. Is she saying that about black people killing children too? After this break, quick break, back in a moment. It's a spiritual battle, folks, and black people are suffering due to the lack of character. It ain't got nothing to do with slavery or racism or no jobs and all that crap. They have no morals. They're evil.